G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. Great to see you back in the studio. Now, you've been in Sydney recently to see your mum.
I was, and I tell you, it was an interesting greeting. So I've travelled
from a mum or from someone else.
Well, from a new member of the family. So I've travelled all the way to Sydney to see my mum, and I get to the front door, and my mum throws her arms around me and says hi, and the next thing out of her mouth is, "We've got this new puppy, and he's driving us crazy."
Well, you're the right person to see about that.
Yes. Yes. Now, there was a list of things that he wasn't doing rightly, but one of the things was he's a pretty smart dog, Mr. Molly, and the minute they go to catch him to try and put him outside, he knows that if he just darts from them, they're a little bit older, so they can't catch him. So he loves the game of you can't catch me, and he's figured them out really quickly. So I had to take my mum through some steps on how we would encourage him to come to the door and go outside and accept that. So instead of chasing him, we stopped chasing because obviously that's reinforcing him, but we gave him a special treat when he would come through the door. So he got a smacko when he'd come through the door into the backyard, and then we would give him another treat while we closed the door, and we just kept doing that over and over again, and finally he accepted and stopped chasing them. But he also would grab my mum's slippers. So every time they let him in, he'd be a really good boy for 15, 20 minutes, and then they'd get distracted and doing what they're doing, and off he'd come with one of these slippers. And my poor mum was chasing him all around the yard. So we just sprinkled a little bit of pepper on the slippers.
yes.
And the first time he went to grab them, he got a bit of whiff of pepper. He didn't like it at all, and that was the end of the problem with the slippers. So I can tell you Mr. Molly has had some training. He's learnt some new things, and he's on his way to glory.
You're a very good daughter to come and visit with a new dog.
Yes.
So all the problems are solved, or a few of the problems are solved?
A few of the big problems are solved, but he's actually a really smart pup and they love him to bits. It's just those little things of helping him work out how to live with us. You know, we're primates. We don't like running around as much as dogs do, so that he's getting the message.
I guess, Joe, also, if you get the behaviours right when they're a puppy, that's going to help a lot as I get older and get bigger, I suppose. Get them right now.
Exactly right. And what I think my mum wasn't factoring in was the dog that has recently passed away, they've had him for 12 years. They've forgotten what it's like to have a puppy. This puppy is only like 3 months old, and he's as smart as a tack. He's figuring them out. He loves them. He's bonding with them, but they've just got to give him time to work it out. And those few little behaviours, okay, the 12-year-old dog wasn't doing that, but that's because he's a 12-year-old dog. So I think they also had to accept that we're going to have a few of these behaviours as a puppy, but we'll get a 12-year-old dog that is amazing. So they're on their way.
Good stuff. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.